Good evening. This is Sarar Tahisha Morgan here with future IOTA leader Aaron Ogbor. Tonight, for our podcast, we wanted to talk to everyone about American Education Week. So we'll start with introductions. Aaron, can you let us know who you are?
Good afternoon. My name is Aaron Ogbor. I'm in the 11th grade.
Fantastic. So Aaron is one of our future IOTA leaders within our organization, and we are talking all about American Education Week for our Apple News. American Education Week is an opportunity for us to celebrate public education to inform the community of all of the accomplishments and needs of public schools. This is an attempt to gain support from the public so that we honor individuals who are making a difference in ensuring that every child receives a quality education. Additionally, as we go through each day, we like to point out other support staff and members of the public education staff so that the public becomes more familiar with all bodies that work with public education. So, our theme this year is safe, just, and equitable schools. So, I wanted to talk to someone who is currently a student. And so, Erin, have you ever done any work as a future IOTA leader with American Education Week?
Yes, I'm currently a part of the student advisory committee. So I give feedback back to my IS, like my leaders from my ISD, working up with the schools and make it better.
Very good. Glad to hear that you're also leading outside of just being a future IOTA leader. Great job. So let's start off by talking about safety. Safety is of utmost importance. We know that if students don't feel safe, it is hard for them to learn. So at your particular school, do they talk to the students about safety? Or do they have proactive programs that address safety and maybe issues like bullying?
Yes, we do have. They have days where they do just slideshows of all the safety and rules that are going on within the school. And then they're also making improvements to security, as in like metal detectors and different metal detectors while people go in and out of the school.
And how do you feel as a student? Do you feel safe on a daily basis?
I believe it's getting better than what it was, which is a good sign.
Very good. Very good. And so let's talk about equitable. Do you feel like if students are punished on your campus, that it is fair and equitable for each student?
For the most part, yes, I do feel like it's equal, but there's still certain aspects in which certain things will happen to one person, but then for someone else to do it, it wouldn't be as bad, or they wouldn't get the same punishment for it.
Okay. So if they're not getting the same punishment, what is something that kind of stands out or makes it feel like it's not equitable for the rest of the students?
For example, I noticed a lot of girls at the, we have a student committee at the school. I noticed a lot of girls would say that they would feel like they were being picked on because of the way they dressed, and then it'll be someone that may not look that as their appearance, but it'll be someone else with the same exact clothes on, and then they wouldn't say nothing to them, but they'll say something to them, to the person.
Very good example. So I see what you're saying. Everyone should basically, if they're wearing something that's inappropriate and out of dress code, it should be addressed.
Yeah.
Okay. How does your campus celebrate culture and diversity?
We celebrate culture and diversity on everything. All events, like traditions that happen throughout the year. They're usually celebrated between all cultures.
Very good. And does everybody feel included, or do any groups feel like they're left out?
For the most part, most groups feel included.
Very good. Okay, so what about just? Do you feel like discipline practices on your campus are justified? Or do you feel like they
Yes.
may be too harsh?
Some schools have to do more disciplinary actions so they can get people to stop, which is actually improving the school. So I do believe that the system that we're doing now is working.
That's good to hear. And does anyone on your campus help you guys as students advocate for yourself or for others?
Yes, our counselors and our college and career readiness, like their group, usually do a good job of helping the kids and what they want to do.
Awesome. How do you, as a leader, I know you're part of a committee. How do you, as a leader, help other students who may be having a hard time speaking up for themselves?
I try to lead by example, or I would speak up for the person that's not able to speak up for themselves.
Well, Aaron, it sounds like you are an outstanding student. Before we end our podcast tonight, my last question for you is, if there was anything you can change to help keep you safe at school or other students, what one thing would you change?
The improvement of metal detectors, which is happening. It just hasn't happened yet, but the improvement of metal detectors when we do enter and leave the school, if that's improved, then that would be a big thing.
So it is in process.
It is in process. That's what I was told today, actually. It is in process.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know that will help a lot of people, to probably give you guys some relief knowing that as you guys enter and exit the building, you feeling safe and ensuring that there are no weapons or set things such as that getting into the school.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us for our Apple News. You have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye.